All right, folks, rest in peace to Shafika Hudson. Shafika Hudson died at the age of 46. Hard to remember that name. Seems like a familiar name. Let's try a hashtag. End Father's Day. Let's try another hashtag. Your slip is showing. That's right. So, we remember that it was during a time in 2014 when Shafika Hudson was just being black and minding her business. You know, just look, checking out job prospects, seeing where the next hustle is, where the next set of paychecks is going to come from. You know, do a job, pay a bill. This is around 2014, getting into the top of the summer season, coming out of spring. And Shafika Hudson was one of many people who saw the stupid-ass hashtag End Father's Day. Stupid bullshit. And it was cracking off on the Twitters. 2014 Twitters. Those screenshots look weird now. You ever see a screenshot from back then? The fuck? Shit looks like fucking Windows 95. But the posts that were saying End Father's Day, well, the people that were posting them, they claimed to be black feminists. But they had these goofball-ass names like at Nay Nay Can't Stop, at Latrine Watts, at Cis Hate. Okay? And it's interesting, the name Latrine Watts. Because when you look at it, it's like, what's the joke, right? The name was Latrine. Oh, that's a bad name. Oh, what was your original name? It used to be Shithouse. And then I remember Saturday Night Live, and they made fun of the woman up there in the Northeast that messed up her hair with that Gorilla Glue. And then Saturday Night Live, they essentially made a joke about being latrines. And I remember in doing research for that episode to, and I think it was one of my really good episodes of the podcast. Real happy I uploaded that. And in doing research, you come across this pretty insane pornography, just some out there stuff. And it's very racist pornography. And the white men call the woman latrine. And I can't help but notice that trolls from 4chan chose that name. I don't know. Something there. But Latrine Watts, right? Cis Hate and Nay Nay Can't Stop. Because, like, who seriously just calls themselves Cis Hate? Like, I could, it's real simple. Like, you could see, like, if a group of transgender folks are probably just sitting around chilling, you know, eating some macaroni and cheese, you know, like folks do, you know, just a big old pot of mac, posted up, playing video games, eating mac and cheese, chatting, chilling. And maybe the subject of, like, some transphobic shit that some cisgender people are saying and doing comes up. And then somebody just chimes in the conversation like, man, cuz I fucking hate cis people. That transgender person isn't like, I hate cis people. And they're going to fucking go out and start committing anti-cis hate crimes and terrorism. It's a throwaway line, right? Like, I'm not convinced that there's any transgender person that's just like, just hate all of you motherfuckers, full stop. Come on. Right? Same thing with, like, and one could argue, oddly, black people, right? Black people posted up, eating macaroni and cheese, like you do, playing video games, just a big old pot of mac. And some shit that white people do to black people comes up, and that's the topic for a couple minutes. And somebody chimes in, man, I fucking hate white people. That black person knows that there is some white person at their job who's the cool one, okay? Like, there's a white person at my job, and I run tests, okay? Right? Like, I'll have my Bluetooth speaker on, records playing, and then when it gets to Rage Against the Machine, I turn it up a little bit. And I take a look at how the white people around me respond. One white dude walked up and said, "What you know about rage?" And I was like, "All right, that's the motherfucker right there." A couple weeks later, I wear the Rammstein shirt to work. Rammstein, that German rock and roll group. And he was like, "Oh, Rammstein, you know why they can't do arenas in America?" I was like, "Yes, I do." So, at any given time, I might just be chilling with some other black people and be like, "I can't stay. I hate these white people." But I know that that motherfucker at work, that nigga's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here. So I don't buy the shit like cis hate. That's a stupid fucking name. Right? Back from the tangent. And so these poster, these folks claiming that they're running a hashtag in Father's Day. Well, Shafika Hudson sees that, sees these goofball ass names. And the claim that they want to end Father's Day because they declare they want it abolished because it's a symbol of patriarchy and oppression, among other inanities. Well, you see, to Shafika Hudson, they didn't even seem like real people. Legit. Right? So let's turn to... we're going to pull from Forbes magazine and from... Talents of World. I don't really know that website, but we're going to be pulling from both of these outlets here. All right, so they're saying they didn't seem like real people. Anybody with half the sense God gave a bowl of oatmeal, God gave a cold bowl of oatmeal, could see that these weren't feminist sentiments. You see, but this hashtag keeps trending, and it's roiling the Twitter community. And of course, the clownservative news media picked it up and cited it as an example of feminism gone wild, off the rails. What done gone done happened? You had a quote from Dan McLaughlin saying, "It's a neat illustration of the cultural trajectory of progressivism," end quote. Tucker Carlson did an entire segment about the bullshit hashtag, okay? But Shafika Hudson, being a person that had some money saved, say, "You know what? Let me put the job search on pause and get funky with these niggas." All right. So Shafika Hudson sets out to combat it and creates a hashtag called "Your Slip Is Showing," which, you know, I'm one of these kind of regionalist niggas. And I get like, because a lot of things from the South are very off-putting for me, like the Christianity down there among my folks, black folks, folks of African descent, bugs me. The first time I heard someone call a little 11-year-old black girl fast, it was one of these Southern black Christian folks. That's, I don't like that. Right? Because I was like a 11 or 12-year-old boy, and I'm like, that shit was just so gross. Because I could visually see what was going on. Quite literally, this little 11-year-old black girl is riding her bicycle like a child, because that's what children do, and 17-year-old boys are like yelling at her sexual harassment, and this grown adult black woman from the South in all her Christian Jesus glory saying she just fast. I hope she rides that bike fast away from them rapist ass boys. The fuck? You know, so in general, like, I get a little funny style about the South and my folks in the South, black folks in and from the South. I get a little funny style because I just had negative experiences across the board with my folks from the South, you know, but I don't just hate them niggas. You dig it? Like, I don't full stop hate all black Southerners or all Southerners. You dig? All right. So so she starts this, "Your Slip Is Showing," which is, Talents of World calls it a Southernism, that seemed particularly useful about calling out someone who thinks they are presenting themselves flawlessly. Because again, this comes from the fucking church, right? Where, I would quote George Carlin saying, "People that meet up once a week to compare clothing," and they really do. It's just, it's a bullshit fashion show and a cult. Yeah, it's a cult that has fashion shows every Sunday and a super fashion show on Easter Sunday and kind of a step it up fashion show every first Sunday of the month, right? Like, it's, I strongly dislike it, you know what I'm saying? But the thing would be that, oh, your dress is, you know, looks like this, that, and the other for the fashion show. Your hat looks like this, that, and the other. You got your perfume, you got your jewelry. But, oh, you have a slip, which is apparently a thing that goes under a dress, but that is kind of showing. So it's kind of like throwing shade. But in church, where you're supposed to come as you are and judge, lest not ye be judged. Stones, glass houses, whatever, you know. But your slip is shade. Excuse me, let me quit tangenting on my hatred for the fucking church, all right? But that's where that comes from. And so, she began to aggregate the trollers' posts under this hashtag, which I don't know how they do that. Do you just comment under every single one with that hashtag? Do you copy the link to those posts and paste them under there? I don't know how you do that, but she aggregated them. And then encouraged others to do so and to block the fake accounts. Her Twitter community took up the mission. This included black feminists that are like kind of well known among kind of the class privileged academia, like Nassau Crockett. And Nassau Crockett took a look around herself and found that the whole thing was a hoax that came from 4chan. As we would expect, right? And of course, Twitter was unresponsive to this, and Hudson just kept playing whack-a-mole on it for several years with these fake accounts pretending to be black people, which is why I think black people should use the internet less and get back on landline telephones and call each other and have party lines with each other. And talk to each other in real life in our towns and neighborhoods. And black folks that are geographically isolated, let's fundraise and get them niggas near us. That's what I think. But, you know, that's too wacky. Too much like collectivism. Too much like socialism, communism. No good. Don't do that. Capitalism, bootstraps, individualism, if you will. And so, the In Father's Day hashtag, as it turned out, was more than an absurd joke. It was a well-structured disinformation action, kind of a test balloon, a trial balloon. And an individual by the name of Bridget Todd, who has a pretty dope podcast, I'd say. Well, you know what? Let me fall back on that. A pretty all right podcast. If you're coming from the left, it's pretty all right. If you're closer to the center, it's pretty dope. All right. Bridget Todd is a digital activist who interviewed Shafika Hudson for the 2020 podcast called There Are No Girls on the Internet. I am subscribed myself. It is coming from what would be considered the far left. It's pretty all right. If I remember right, I think there's actually an episode where she had Robert Evans on. Like, this is my read. I think that Bridget Todd is internally just is exactly where I am on the left. I think Bridget Todd is exactly like me. But I think that Bridget Todd, as a black person, a black woman functioning under capitalism, kind of rhetorically plays the center and then has on guests that are to the left, and they can be the leftist voice on her show. Like, I think that's how Bridget Todd is playing the game. And I think that's good hustle. It's smart. It's good to bring people from the center to the left. And I think that's dope. So maybe I should change my wording. It is a dope podcast if you're coming from the left. There you go. I recommend it. Fuck off. All right. Free Palestine, nigga. All right. And what they discussed was that they tried this in 2014, which they found that I couldn't even say moderately successful, right? It got up to Tucker Carlson. So it got to Fox News. It got to the most viewed programming, you know, out there. So they know that they can do this shit with elections now. And a quote from Hudson said it should be validating, but instead it's been upsetting and alarming. Nobody wants to be right about how much real peril we're all in if you saw it coming, end quote. And that is correct. Like, frankly, whatever, because 4chan is essentially a website, and there, and it has to renew, you know, like a deal with a server every year or every couple years to stay a website. And that server, they should be in a fucking, like a congressional hearing for, like, why is this allowed to be up? Like, quite frankly, look at how many crimes come from 4chan. This is now very, very way back, like well over 1,000 episodes ago in the podcast. I remember covering in real time how some guys on 4chan planned on murdering Black Lives Matter activists. And they embedded and linked up a video where they were literally in their car talking about where they were going to ride out and go put this work in, showing they got their straps and shit. And then here's the ill shit. That same night, news goes up. Some Black Lives Matter folks were protesting somewhere, and they got dumped on. It was a drive-by shooting. And it was so obviously those 4chan cats. Obviously. And that shit is just allowed to be there. Like, the shit that people do with speech makes me not really pro-free speech. Fuck a free speech. Y'all use it for nothing but evil. You ever hear anyone say it's my freedom of speech and they're saying something constructive? Ever? Ever? No one says, love your fellow human, and I'm saying that with my freedom of speech. It's always fucked up shit. It's the only time people bring up the concept of freedom of speech in my First Amendment. Man, I ain't really for it. All right, but I'm tangenting hard. So Shafika Hudson was a freelance writer and worked in nonprofits, but from 2014 on, dedicated herself to Twitter activism and died February 15th at an extended stay hotel in Portland, Oregon, and she was 46. Her brother, Salih Hudson, confirmed her death but did not know the cause. She suffered from Crohn's disease, he said, and respiratory ailments. Her followers, however, knew from her posts that she had long COVID and had recently been diagnosed with cancer as well, and that she had no money left to pay for her care. Folks pitched in to help as much as they could. At her death, her community mourned their loss and expressed frustration and anger that Shafika Hudson had never been paid by the tech companies whose platforms she policed or properly attributed by scholars and news organizations that cited Your Slip is Showing and that she had not received the health care she desperately needed. Now, I'm going to use the language hood feminism because that's what this person calls themselves, but keep in mind, Mickey Kendall comes from class privilege that some of you white folks don't even know about, which, so it kind of disgusts me that these niggas from class privilege love to brand themselves as hood and ghetto. There's nothing hood about Mickey Kendall, but let's go into the first paragraph after having said that. So, quote, the world owed Fika more than it gave her. Mickey Kendall, a culture critic and author of Hood Feminism, author of the Hood Feminism book, wrote. Ms. Kendall is one of many black feminists who took up Ms. Hudson's mission and befriended her on Twitter, saying, quote, the world owes Fika to never let this happen to anyone else again. Unfortunately, she exists in a long tradition of black activist women who die impoverished, who die sick and alone and scared because we love an activist until they need something. Indeedly do, neighbor. From class privilege that likes to brand yourself as hood. Little offensive there. Shafika Amatula Hudson was born January 10th, 1978, good old Gen X, in Columbia, South Carolina. Her biological father was Caldwell Hudson and was a martial arts instructor and author. Her biological mother was Geraldine Thompson and was a computer engineer, a nerd. That couple divorced in 1986, and Shafika grew up predominantly with her mother and brother, mostly in the state of Florida, where she attended the Palm Beach County School of Arts, which was a magnet school. Shafika earned a bachelor's degree at the Hobart and William Smith Colleges in Geneva, New York, in the year 2000, majoring in Africana Studies and a minor in political science. After graduating, she moved to New York City and worked at various nonprofits. She was new to the city and lonely. She found community on blogs and social media sites, including Twitter. And like many black women on that platform, she was mocked and harassed and received rape threats and death threats. This was noted in her interview with Bridget Todd. In addition to her brother, she is also survived by her biological father, her sisters, Kali Newman, Charity Jones, and Masina Hudson. Her mother, Geraldine Hudson, died in 2019. In the final months of her life, Shafika Hudson was posting about her deteriorating health and her fears about not being able to pay for her care or her housing. She was unable to work because of her compounding disabilities. Ultimately, she moved to Portland and Oregon. This is because the climate was better for her respiratory ailments, but she was not able to secure health insurance, while doctors had discovered the painful fibroids from which she suffered were cancerous. She needed money for more biopsies and for transportation to the hospital. Her Twitter community chipped in as much as they could, and as always, she did not ask her biological family for help. She has a cousin by the name of Margaret Haynes. And in a telephone interview, Margaret Haynes said, quote, "She was very private and very proud. She told me, 'I'm good. If I need something, you'll be the first to know,'" end quote. But come February 9th, she told her followers, "I feel like I'm meowing into the void and it's raining, and I'm just trying not to drown," end quote. February 7th had been a tough day. Shafika found herself dizzy and in great pain. She wrote about that. She was also feeling that her mortality was coming up soon. Quote, "Say life on a particular plane of existence is dinner in a restaurant. Let's say the life, auntie, which would be me, has chosen is the salad option, a life without partners or littles of my own. Let's say the soup option comes with littles and maybe a partner, but you can only choose one. Like if you pick the family soup, you can't have the singlehood autonomy salad," end quote. She riffed a bit in this vein and then concluded, quote, "Auntie Fika chose the salad because she only kinda likes soup, and no one can ever convince her that she really likes soup or will come to, or that she should. Soup should be savored lovingly and enthusiastically if it can be. Have the salad," end quote. 8 days later, she died. Cut scene. Please be like Shafika wherever you are.